Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome and thanks for joining session again. So today is the second session, and now the same way we did like day one, we are going to start with Sukshma Yoga first while sitting, and then we'll do some asanas. After that, we'll perform some pranayama to relax our body. So start. First, we'll sit like this, and we'll do some sukshma vyayams while sitting first, and then we'll stand up, and then we'll do some sukshma vyayam. So let's do this way today. Let's stand up and just try to warm up a bit. Okay. So like we are jogging. Like this. So this is to relax your muscles so that when we are doing this, we're doing the asanas, this will help because your body muscles are already warmed up. Don't go completely bent. Stand like this. This is for your knee. If you have any knee problem, or if you feel like that, that will help you to improve your knee problem. So, okay, now we'll do Padhasthasana. So, go back and do one thing while doing back. Take a deep breath while coming down. Exhale. So like this. And if you can, let's try to hold like this. All asanas try to do 4 to 5 times minimum. You can do 10 to 20 times as well. Okay, now a bit. If you have any problem, then just do like this. So, but if you can, just do like this. Okay, I think we are pretty warmed up. Now, we'll do some sukshma vyayam while sitting. So, stretch your hand like this, and fingers. stretch open wide as much as you can. Now make a fist, rotate it clockwise, anti-clockwise. If you observe, what we did is like we are just trying to open or relax all parts of our body, wrist, our fingers, our shoulder, our leg, knee, joint. So now keep your head still and then pull this. Also head exercise or neck exercise. Pull like this and try to go back by your hand and put it like this. Try to go back and keep pushing from your hand front and slowly go back. Similarly from here, try to come forward. And put some resistance or pressure opposite side from your hand. So that will help to strengthen your neck area. Come ready. Sideways as well. So when you are trying to push, go opposite side. Okay, so now stretch your leg. You see my leg, right? Yeah. Now rotate clockwise. Back, front. Do some grinding one. Hold your hand like this, as if you are holding something. Opposite direction, clockwise at the place. Relax, take deep breath. Now we'll do Mandukasana again, as we did day one. Sit in Vajrasana and keep your feet together like this. Your feet also together. Sit like this. In Vajrasana, if you are not comfortable sitting in Vajrasana, if you have any issue or something like that, you can do in normal asana as well, like this, and do this. So, but if you are kid, young, you can do it. Sit like this. And again, I already shown like how to do that. So breathe out completely. First, make your feet like this. Put your thumb inside. Hold your thumb like this. And we'll do step by step. First, breathe out completely. And then you pull your tummy inside like this. In this position, try to keep as much air you can hold, right? And then come up and breathe in. I'll do with you. We'll do 3-4 times, not more than that, because it's the second day only.
What is this benefit for?
Benefit for your stomach, pancreas, all this digest, all that. This is for your stomach. You can do this with your, this is the second stage of that. First we did with this, second with left thumb, left hand, and then on top of that right hand, keep your, place your hand here and then bend, same. Okay. Now, go relax, sit. Oh, okay. Do some asanas, different asanas. Pray. Lay back. And hold your leg like this. This is for your back. your, hold your knee and pull towards your chest.